Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We got some college football previews coming your way. We're going to try to get to all these. We also have to take a look tonight at weather updates and injury reports, because that's what it's all going to come down to if you want to make yourself some money this weekend. By the way, UCLA back to being 3-point dogs, and now it's minus 110. This is bouncing all over the place. Kind of scary and interesting. So let's start with Georgia, Missouri. Georgia, I just checked this actually, minus 10,000 on the money line if you want to have a wild afternoon. If you're going to play the spread, which I would recommend, 28.5-point favorites on the road at Missouri. Total in the game, 54.5. I'm not betting against Georgia the rest of the season. I made the mistake of fading them with Oregon. Stetson Bennett, they have one of the top passing offenses in the country. Every tight end is awesome. Bowers, they're just running reverses, and he's taking it 60 yards for a touchdown. And defensively, after losing all those guys, they might be even better, especially in the secondary this year. I'm still not playing them at 28.5. 54.5 seems about right with the total, because I can legitimately see them winning this game 52-0 or 28-3. I'm staying away from this. What about you guys?
I like Georgia quite a bit. Nothing for you, Trista?
Yeah.
No,
the show game.
I like Georgia quite a bit. I got them at 27.5. Now it's 28.5. I think it's a great smash spot for them. They only beat Kent State 39-22 last week.
Feels like a spot where they're going to be angry, yeah?
Exactly. And when you're laying big numbers like this, you want to back
teams. It's not a 40.
No, it's not. And when you're betting games like this, it's not a 40, it's 28.5. You want to look for teams that are going to be motivated, teams that are going to want to blow somebody out. And again, because Georgia only beat Kent State by 17 last week, the way that Missouri-Auburn game ended for Missouri, and now you have to come back home, play the number one team in the country, and all week you're just like, oh. We had that game in Auburn. We had that game. So I don't see how Missouri scores more than 7 points in this game, and I don't see how Georgia scores less than 40. So give me Georgia, 28.5.
Let me ask you guys both a question really quickly. Georgia, Alabama on a neutral field. Who would you bet?
Georgia.
Right now, I'd take Georgia. So here's...
You're an Alabama fan, for context, for the people.
The same thing would happen that happened last year. One of them would win the SEC. One of them would win the national championship.
Yep.
I don't know which one yet. But right now,
I think... So obviously, you want the national championship.
Yeah. See, the thing about Georgia and Alabama, every time they play, the team that comes into that matchup that is getting the more disrespected always plays better.
Yeah.
Always. SEC championship game, we all thought that Georgia team was one of the greatest we've ever seen. People didn't think Bama really had a chance. Bama wins outright. National championship game, Saban's an underdog again. What are we doing?
Yeah.
And then Georgia wins. So that's why it's really all about, I got to see like what the spread is, how the teams are playing heading into the game. But right now,
this very moment,
I'd probably take Georgia.
And that's why I bet Georgia in the national title game, just because that was such a great spot. And because that was a big letdown against Alabama. And they had some guys that were dealing with COVID that actually played in that game. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it just seemed like the right spot, but then watching it, like if they don't have all those injuries in the wide receiver room, you can say what you want about the number. Bama was going to win this game.
100%.
They were going to win that game.
Even if Jameson Williams doesn't get hurt, I still think they might win.
Yeah.
But especially if him and Mechie were out there, I think they would have won.
I keep forgetting about Jameson Williams just coming back here eventually, hopefully this season, and
Lions,
how damn good he is, man.
Yeah,
him and Amon-Ra,
so
I mean, those two are going to be good, man.
And the Lions offense is already scoring points and dynamic, and now you're adding maybe one of the better wide receivers in the draft from last year. Let's talk some Bama right here. Bama opens up a 17-point road favorite. One of the better matchups tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. kickoff, Eastern time zone. Total in the game is 60.5. I actually went with the over in this game. The only thing that scares me about Alabama, they just don't have their regular wide receiver room of pros, right? You're like, there's no Devontae Smith. I do like Trayshon Holden. He's got 239 receiving yards, or 214 receiving yards now. He only had 239 last year. Didn't even really know who the hell he was. He's kind of stepped up. I love Gibbs as a pass catcher. Yeah. He's probably their best route runner out of the backfield. You know, they kind of struggled a little bit to create separation against Texas. But also, Texas has some top DBs, man. Some
dudes.
A really good secondary, and they played a lot of man coverage. I just feel like this is a really good spot for Alabama to put up some points, and I'll get your guys' take, especially PJ, since this is your team. I think if you're Alabama, and you could tell me if I'm wrong here, do not want to attack Arkansas through the air, because Arkansas right now, as good as they are against the run, they are outside the top 80 in passing EPA allowed per game. And for some reason last week, we know the reason, Jimbo Fisher is calling offense like it's 1998 still. He just wanted to run the ball. But when they did let Max Johnson actually push the ball down the field, he had some success. It was a little bit later on in the game. Now, they did get their best cover cornerback. Arkansas did. He played all right last week. They also changed their defensive scheme this season, so this is a different matchup than we saw last year. They're willing to give up the short stuff, so I think that's what Bryce Young is going to do, kind of take what's given to him, use his legs a little bit more, get the ball to Gibbs. But like last year, they were playing a bunch of double cloud with six DBs. And now this year, I've noticed Arkansas is playing a lot more four and five man fronts, because early on in the season, they were just getting gashed against the run. So I think Alabama could have some success scoring the football. And then obviously, we know what Arkansas is able to do. I really like Briles, the OC there. You got to love Sam Pittman. And KJ Jefferson, I didn't love him coming into the year, but he's protected the football. And he had 300 yards passing against Bama last year. Sanders is one of the better running backs in all of the FBS. He already has over 500 yards rushing. I think we get some points in this game, man. What are you guys doing?
I'm on the same. 61 and a half. On top of that, like, I know that all the stats say that Alabama has this great defense, right? You see, like, number two in pass defense in the country and blah, blah, blah. They haven't played outside of Texas. They haven't played anyone who's really lighting up the world. Yeah. And if Quinn Ewers wouldn't have gotten hurt, he had 134 passing yards in the first quarter alone, and he didn't leave at the end of the first quarter. There was still some time on the clock. He could have put up 450, 500 yards, and you were there. You saw it. Didn't look like he was getting whatever he wanted.
It did.
And then Hudson Card, he came in until he got hurt. He was starting to throw the rock around as well. He was visibly hobbled and still being able to kind of get after these DBs. So that tells me that the stats say that Alabama's defense and their secondary is good. But what I've seen against good teams, I think that they really haven't played anyone. I think their secondary is very gettable. Also, listen, I just really have Alabama not covering the number either. 17 and a half for Arkansas. Alabama, we know the story. They struggle to cover on the road. We've got multiple beat reporters for Alabama still saying they don't see that fire in Alabama to put their boot on the neck on a team like Arkansas. And let's not act like Arkansas is a slouch either. They're a good team.
Yeah, they are.
That's a lot of points at home for Arkansas to get. Kind of similar to the Texas scenario, actually. Feels a little Texas-y.
Here's your stat of the day. For Alabama football, their last five true road games, only one of them have they won by more than a field goal. Only one.
That's crazy,
Tennessee?
Right?
Only one. Mississippi State last year. They obviously beat Texas earlier this year by just one. They won the Iron Bowl against Auburn last year by two. They lost to A&M, and then they beat Florida by two. And their only big win was Mississippi State 49-9. So I look at this game. It opened at 14.5, and it's ticked up to 17. 17.5 during a little bit of the week. I don't get it. Arkansas feels so easy. Like, it just, the fact that you're getting that many points just seems so easy. It feels like the right side. I haven't heard anybody that wants to lay 17 with Alabama this week, and why would you? But
you're like scared.
I'm scared.
I think Alabama might roll.
If I had to make a bet, I think I would probably lay with Bama, because it just, I don't get why it opened at 14.5 and went up. That's what I don't get.
And they only beat him by 7 last year, so Saban's going to have the guys motivated. And they, I mean, the narrative, like, everybody was talking after that Texas game, like, if Quinn doesn't go down, they lose that game. And maybe they do. I mean, they were getting absolutely cooked.
Yeah, I mean, if Bryce Young doesn't squeeze out of that tackle,
Exactly.
They
right.
lose that game.
If yes, Bryce Young doesn't become Superman, then they lose that game. And that's the thing.
And I think we're on in our own little betting bubble too. Like, I think there's a whole contingent of people who bet on these games and they're not listening to our advice. They're doing hanging out with their buddies and maybe they went to Bama. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they just are big time like public. I just take the chalkiest plays. I think that's why it's gone up.
And that's why everything changes when you start betting on these games. Like, the perception right now is the Buffalo Bills are the greatest team of all time.
Sure.
They're going to score a billion points. Yet people don't realize, like, 65% of their first downs and touchdowns come on third down. That's very hard to sustain all season long, especially when you step up in competition. College football, I mean, like, if you watch that game, though, against Texas, there's some concerns for Alabama. Their offensive line, their secondary is very young and inexperienced.
Offensive line is actually pretty bad.
Wide receiver.
John Ewing put out this morning 75% of the bets and 83% of the handle are in Arkansas plus 17.
So then that's the question is, why is it going up? Maybe because the sharps are putting big money on Bama?
I guess. I don't know. It definitely feels like Arkansas is the right side, obviously because of Bama's road struggles as of lately, but... Man, the fact that it's not that it went up from like 14.5 to 15.5. It's the fact that it went over like to 17.5. Like, you're going over a key number. So I'd be careful. This could be a game maybe where Bama rolls.
All right, we got more college football previews coming your way. A couple more games that I bet that I could get to quickly because there's some totals. And I'm looking at one that's all the way up now to 45. NC State and Clemson last night or 2 days ago, 39.5 and then 40. That thing's bouncing all around with the weather. Glad I grabbed what I grabbed when I grabbed it. We'll talk about that and more.
Kentucky as well.